I think it's so important for us to have very strong, robust advocacy, HIV advocacy here in the South. A lot of times the South kind of gets left out when it comes to appropriate funding. A lot of times people living in the South get marginalized because of their color or their choice to worship or not to worship, or their gender, or what have you. And I remember not too long ago, I believe it was 2012, when people who were living with HIV in the South were actually on a wait list to receive the medications that would save their lives. These were people who had been diagnosed with HIV and who had been told the state will help you access the medication that's going to help you save your life. But they were on a wait list because of budgetary reasons, and that was a deadly situation. And fortunately, it was resolved, but we'll never know what the collateral damage was as a result of having those 900 plus people on a waiting list. I think it is a mandate for us to be diligent as people living with HIV, to be informed and to know what's going on in our state. Because I don't want to turn around one day and suddenly have a law changed that means that I don't have the same kind of access to the medication that saves my life that I used to.